If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is some of the news.
Make it rain. News update.
Chris Pavona with your Fantasy Sports News Update. The race for the Triple Crown starts tomorrow with the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby. And with one favorite already scratched, I am talking about Omaha Beach. Multiple sources reported that High Call in the 11th position would be the
nice
latest
job, Pavona.
As
High
he
call.
Gets treated for an abscess in his left foot. And before we get to the latest odds, why don't we take a look at the latest weather from weather.com in Churchill Downs. Now, we heard already that it's already pouring rain right now in Churchill Downs. And the latest reports right now are saying that there are PM thunderstorms, high 82, low 65. Precipitation here says 40%. Cloudy skies.
Oh, it's raining right now.
Right now,
well, we got people in the chat saying it's currently raining in Louisville.
It says cloudy skies this morning, followed by scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon. High 82, wind south southwest at 5 to 10 miles. Chance of rain 40%. It is raining, as we have been hearing in the chats. Yeah. Tonight, cloudy skies, a stray shower, thunderstorm possible. Low near 65. Wind south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Going on, we're going to look into tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, a few isolated thunderstorms developing during the afternoon. Gusty winds and small hail are possible. High near 85, winds west-southwest of 5 to 10 miles.
It's going to be muddy.
Chance of rain is 30%. It's 30%
chance it'll be muddy. And that also, the biggest problem is that there may be less sundresses in the building.
I think there still will be.
I don't know. Not if it's raining and nasty out.
You never – they're too traditional because those hats – the hats have to match, right?
Fair enough.
Anyways, moving on, let's look at the latest odds for the 2019 Kentucky Derby. Game winner is the favorite right now, 9-2 odds. Roadster, 5-1 odds. Improbable, 5-1 odds. Maximum Security, 8-1 odds. Tacitus, 8-1 odds. Code of Honor, 12-1 odds. Win, 12-1 odds. War of Will, 15-1 odds. By My Standards is 15-1 odds. Tax, 20-1 odds. Vukoma, 15-1 odds. Plus que parfait, 30-1 odds. Cutting Humor, 30-1 odds. Long Range Toddy, 30-1 odds. Spinoff, 30-1 odds. Country House, 30-1 odds. Bode Express. Is that how I say it? Bode Express. Bode Express. Mm-hmm. It's the only one I knew I was going to get wrong. Thank you, guys. Bode Express, 31 odds. Gray Magician and Master Fencer are both at 50-1 odds, guys. You know what? I don't care. I think it's still going to be a fun race.
It's always going to be a fun race. It's going to be great. You know, you're going to know rather quickly, though, depending on what those first quarter mile times are, how fast this race is going and who's got the best shot at doing it.
My question, I have one question before we move on here. What is the possibility, like, is there a bigger possibility for these horses to get injured?
In the rain?
Bigger? In the rain?
Yes.
There's possibilities. I mean, it's never a safe situation there. There's always a possibility, especially when you put, not so much the rain, but when you put 19 horses across a field like that, that's the bigger danger than the actual rain itself. Yeah.
The bumping.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Wait till you see it. When you get 19 horses, it's pretty intimidating, man. 19 horses lined up across all. These are pretty big animals, man. It's like a thundering herd, man, coming around. It's like, oh, damn. Don't want to be in front of that, people.
All right, guys. Tonight, NBA playoffs, two games on hand. Bucks and Celtics in Boston for Game 3 series tied at 1, tips off at 8 p.m. Eastern. And then the Portland Trailblazers, they host the Denver Nuggets starting at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. Another NBA news. A spokesperson for the New York Port Authority Police said Brooklyn Nets point guard D'Angelo Russell was cited for marijuana possession after being detained Wednesday at New York's LaGuardia Airport following a baggage check. Russell was en route to Louisville, Kentucky, where his father lives. The spokesperson said that Russell was summoned for possession of less than 50 grams of marijuana and later released. A TSA spokesperson told Newsday the marijuana was found inside a hidden compartment of an Arizona iced tea can that was in Russell's possession, the TSA spokesperson told Newsday. In a statement, the Nets said they were aware of the situation and gathering more information. Russell is set to become a restricted free agent this summer. I'm sorry, I you guys were talking about it and I just started laughing about it a little bit.
I can't. Like, I just, like, seriously, dude. Honestly, man. I just want to be in that that mandatory NBA weed program that they stick in. I can't wait to see what that's all about.
Stop throwing shade at Arizona iced tea, okay? It's good stuff.
Mmm. Yum.
Exactly. Quickly, before we get to NHL playoffs, both games last night and with both series even up at 2, Boston Bruins beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 4-1. Best of series now is tied at 2, Game 5 in Boston on Saturday. And the Colorado Avalanche, they win 3-0 against the San Jose Sharks. They even up their series 2 games apiece. Game 5 at San Jose on Saturday. That's the news for me. I am Chris Pavona. Gentlemen, enjoy the rest of the day.
Nice.
I'll see you later tonight, too, Pavona. You go enjoy
that. That's right.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, final hour here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we make it rain for you. Taking a look at the NBA action tonight. Playoffs continue. Try to make sense of what the hell happened last night to the Toronto Raptors. We've got Major League Baseball action in play. We got an early start today, I believe. Cubs Cardinals at 2:00. We also, I believe, have a big long shot, I am being told here. Our good friend Jay, the Sports Keg CEO, our UFC guru there, has got a bomb that he likes this weekend. We'll bring him on coming up at 8:20 here. I love long shots, man. Anytime you tell me we've got we got a dog that you like that you're circling, I'm all in. So we'll see who he likes coming up. See if he has any thoughts on that Canelo fight, too, or did he already win? I don't know. We'll see what he thinks about that. Also, of course, going to be a monster weekend for the Kentucky Derby and the horse racing and all that good stuff along those lines, even though it's going to be a wet day. Serves all those people right with all those $5,000 hats on their head.
Yeah.
Sipping them mint juleps. Serves you right. Go get wet, damn it. Serves you right.
Those heels in the mud.
That's right. The rest of us will be watching from someplace here that we're going to be screaming and yelling and having a good time here. But really, the NBA, it's all about the upcoming games. Important pivotal games here tonight in the NBA. Boston and Milwaukee. Portland, of course, trying to take care of business, take control of this, maybe put back-to-back wins together against Denver. Portland is home, where they have done pretty remarkable things here this year. So can Denver, who hasn't played very well on the road, do they have enough in the tank to be able to take care of business and steal one on the road? So a lot to be determined here tonight. And then, of course, the big one there, prime time, 8:30. Tomorrow night, Houston versus the Golden State Warriors in a game that, I mean, to say must win, I don't think I'm doing it justice, Dane, for what that means to Houston. Not just Houston, but the NBA, the networks. Like, Houston, you can't get swept. Like, you can't get swept. Too much money involved there.
They need a long series. All the flat earthers are thinking. So we got some plays coming up. We got a lot of plays in this next hour coming up.
Make it rain, people, on a Friday. Let's do it.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Endro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Endro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Endro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
Instead of like living and dying like, oh, God, the Raptors lost tonight. Oh, they lost on Sunday, and I just lost another $300 or whatever on the game. I just decided to play the series, and I think it's better this way. And this way, we don't go with the, you know, the ups and downs and the roller coaster of, oh, this team's great, this team sucks. This team's great, this team sucks. Your bet's in, you kick back, and you let the series play out.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
NBA playoffs in full effect here tonight. Celtics going to get a whole lot of attention, I am sure, from sports investors around the country. And they should, as they are home game three, taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. That game is that series is tied, rather, one game apiece. And they also, this game tonight, happens to fit a couple of very classic situational spots in the sports investing world. The first one, of course, is that first home game for the underdog in the series, you know, back home. And let us not forget the previous two games. What were they? 8.5, 7.5 point underdogs on the road in Milwaukee, that being the Celtics. They managed to come home with a split. So they have that whole first home game, which generally means first half effort, up crowd, excitement, peak effort from the Boston Celtics tonight. Fits that kind of situational spot that sports bettors love. The other one, of course, is the bounce back, where they had a terrible loss there in game two. Just awful, right? I mean, they were blown out Tuesday night. And it was funny because at that point, Milwaukee was the team that needed to bounce back, and which they did in a big way. 123-102, it was a mess from the onset from Boston. Kind of took their foot off the gas, maybe a little lackadaisical, didn't have the same kind of intensity, and it showed. And they let Milwaukee make 23-pointers. So not very good. They didn't dive after a lot of balls. There wasn't as much effort in that game, too. So now this is one of those situational spots. You got game three, underdog coming home. You got that. And of course, you've got the bounce back situation. So I think that helped explain why Boston opened up at a -1, -1.5. It's already been bet up to -2 in a lot of books right now that I'm seeing. And that's a 9-point move from what the game two closing line was in Milwaukee, right? Milwaukee was -7.5. And home court advantage, bookmakers, you know, bettors, everyone understands that home court advantage in the playoffs, 3.5, 4 points, somewhere along those lines. That's kind of what you've got there. So the site switch here, adjustment of 6 to 7 points, shows you that the bookmakers, they understand what the score is and what's going on right now between these two teams. And I do also think that it should be noted, game three hosts in this situation this year in the playoffs, they haven't done all that well so far. But a lot of that had to do because of the first half, what, Detroit, Brooklyn, Orlando. Not exactly the, yeah, nah, different class. We talk about that in a derby, kind of a different class here. Then, of course, out west, Utah and the Clippers, they didn't exactly perform to this angle's benefit and those that actually followed these situations. Oklahoma City did, they did win, I do believe, right? When they went back home, it was that 120-108 victory
game three,
against
yeah.
Portland. Yeah, and San Antonio did as well. They beat Denver 118-100. Take that temporary lead there and eventually got bumped out in 7 games. So if Boston is going to rise to the occasion, right, one would think they've got to control Giannis because he's the one X factor that if you don't have an answer for Boston, and we talk about talent always winning out, right? You controlled him in game one, you won. You didn't control him in game two, you lost. So that's going to be, that's obviously to me, and it's, you know, way to go, Captain Obvious. But the key to tonight, and really for the rest of this series, is what do you do with Giannis? Can Al Horford, can they control him? Can they hold him to 7 of 21 like they did in game one? Or is he going to be 7 of 16, 29 points in a bounce-back situation? What's going to happen tonight with Giannis, depending on what you think Boston can do with him, should determine whether or not you're backing Boston or Milwaukee tonight.
Yeah, I think that makes good sense. I may play it a little bit differently in these two games tonight, Joe. One of the narratives, you're talking about like this bounce back situation for the home team. I might play it a slightly different way. We've had this narrative about how role players play a lot better at home. And so I may, for both Denver and Milwaukee tonight, I think I may look to the prop market and fade some of these role players. You know, I have a great example in the Denver-Portland matchup, but what I'm looking at for this Milwaukee is guys like Chris Middleton, guys like Bledsoe, Lopez, these sorts of things. People not named Giannis. Because remember, we've been building this narrative all playoffs. Your star is going to show up, right? We talk about Kawhi Leonard showing up, Dame Lillard, right? Giannis is going to get his. The question for me, for Milwaukee on the road, is will Chris Middleton, Eric Bledsoe, Brooke Lopez, will those guys step up? And what we have seen, in my opinion, is that it makes sense to fade these role players on the road.
Yeah, I don't know what those numbers are right now, but
I have them, but you know, yeah. That's the way to look. Middleton, yeah, I mean, 19.5 point total. Bledsoe, 16.5 point total. Brooke Lopez, 10.5 point total. So that's where I'm going to be fishing today. One of those unders, I think.
Ultimately, this series is going to determine by the stars. We know this. And is Kyrie Irving going to go 1 for 107 again tonight? Probably not.
Right.
Are you going to be able to control Giannis? Probably not. I don't think either in that situation. But I do like the classic situational spots here from the bounce back situation for Boston, because ultimately I do, just much like Philadelphia last night in Toronto, what we learned is talent this point in the NBA playoffs, when you start matching up guy versus guy here, you know, Boston's got more talent. The same way that Toronto has the best player on the court there in Kawhi Leonard, Milwaukee's got the best player on the court there in Giannis. But when it comes to talent and when it comes to matching up everything else, am I going to take Eric Bledsoe? Am I going to take, you know, am I going to go and go with Al Horford? Am I going, who's going to have better? I think Boston's got the better bench. I think, you know, Kawhi and company there. I think Jason Tatum is getting ready to explode. Right. I think there are, from a talent perspective, Boston has them beat. More experience, a little better talent, and Giannis being the X factor there. I get that, but I do like the fact that they're home. I would look at the first half in that situation. I would expect Boston to come out guns a-blazing. I don't know what the total is there or what the line is. I wouldn't imagine it's a whole heck of a lot there. But this is, I don't know what the, what is it?
Oh, first half? First half?
Yeah.
For the full game, it's 220. For the first half, we're looking at 107, Joe.
107, okay. And it's probably what, minus one Celtics for the first half, too, laying the point? I would anticipate the Celtics are, in all likelihood, going to be
half
the smart. Yeah, half. So I would expect
straight up, pretty much
Boston straight up to come out and win the first half, and then let's see what happens in the second half. So those are the kinds of that's the kind of angle I'm looking at. I do like the situational part for them, but talent, man. You know what we saw last night on display is when your talent shows up, they just don't have any answers. Toronto, they don't have enough answers. Kawhi cannot do it himself, and if you're asking me to bank and bet on situational role players to show up on a consistent basis here, I don't know that I can do that, but I do think that Boston, I still like the Boston series bet because I do think they can take one here tonight. And ultimately from here on out, I'm going to bet talent over, you know, motivation or what is, what people perceive to be maybe a, you know, a spot that they have to win. I, you know, like you said, Golden State, Houston has to win. Golden State's more talent. I'm going with talent now more times than out throughout the rest of the playoffs.
Yeah, I hear that. So if you don't want to fade the players on Milwaukee, maybe you take the assets, the strengths-based approach, right? You talk about the talent that the Celtics have at home. I think you could play it the same way, Joe. I think there's some tasty options. Jason Tatum, 14.5 points over under. Gordon Hayward, Joe, 12.5.
Yep.
He's another guy. If the Celtics are moving, right? Gordon Hayward is getting healthier and healthier at home. Gordon Hayward has the ball in his hands a lot without Kyrie. Yep. And he, you know, he gets to that mid and hits a little floater. He 12.5 points, Gordon Hayward, the over, might be a way for me to go as well. I might be looking at these player props because of this concept that we've seen all playoffs long, Joe. The role players at home play a little bit better, and we could fade those guys that don't step up on the road. So I'm looking at like riding guys like Hayward, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and I'm looking at fading guys like Eric Bledsoe, Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton.
Yeah, Blazers laying 4, total 215.5. Can Denver pull one off on the road here in a game 3? Can Portland hold serve? We'll talk about that coming up this hour. Plus, Jay, the Sports Gag CEO, he's got a bomb tonight or this weekend, UFC underdog. He's going to tell us about it coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day.
all major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
All right, big weekend in the world of sports, that is for sure. Wow, Kentucky Derby, NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball in full effect. And thank goodness for baseball. Seems to be the only thing I can win anymore because I can't figure out the NBA, man. Everything that's up is down, left is right. It's just ridiculous. But thank goodness I have figured out baseball and hopefully figured out a couple of winners here in the Derby. And we'll make it a profitable weekend, help you make it rain. And do we have Jay? Is he here with us?
I think so.
All right, perfect. All right, good. So one other thing that's going on this weekend, and you know how we love to make it rain here, and nobody has done it better when it comes to the UFC than our good friend Jay, the Sports Keg CEO. He joins us here because, Jay, anytime I get a message from you saying, I love a dog in this weekend's card, then you've already perked my interest, my man. I'm listening. You've made us plenty of money here on the show, handicapping MMA, UFC. You've got one of the best, fight casts that go on here live on YouTube where you do all the live betting. You make people nothing but money, so we love you for it. But talk to us. Last time we had you on, we were laughing about how watered down it seems like the UFC has been getting with, like, hey, look at that. It's a UFC. I don't know. Is it 3,000? Is it
3,000?
Yeah. Where are we today? Where are we this weekend, brother? And happy Friday to you, man. Welcome in. Where are we and what's going on with the UFC this weekend?
Gentlemen, it's been 2 weeks since I've been on the Make It Rain morning show. I'm going through withdrawals.
Like, you got hives? You busted out hives.
That's why we
got to
have
now,
you back.
Man.
What are you scratching?
Yeah.
You're scratching you over here? You're fiending?
Yeah. But listen, to your effect, though, you were like, these cards suck. So, I mean, I was like, all right, I'll wait until he tells me he's got something he likes.
Yeah, it's another subpar card, Joe. It's just so watered down. They have an event almost every weekend now. So you're going to get so many fights that you really don't want to watch. It's the same thing here. The entire card's a pass, except the co-main event and the main event for me. Co-main event, I lean Derek Brunson. He's -110 against Elias Theodoro. 9 out of 10 times, I just don't see Elias Theodoro knocking Brunson out. And if that's the case, I have to back Brunson. I think his wrestling ability should carry the day. He should be able to take the fight wherever he wants to go. So I'm going to monitor the line. He's at -110 now. That's pretty much a buy price, but I think we might be able to get a couple more dollars of value. So I'm going to wait there. And then the main event, for anybody that tunes in to the KegCast, I said on Monday I was on Cowboy at +140, and I said the line doesn't make sense. So if you're going to tell me, take them now, because I think – There is a great chance that he closes the favorite in this fight. And he's already down to +105 at FanDuel and -105 at DraftKings. So the line's moving exactly the way that I thought it would and should continue to do so. So if you plan on backing Cowboy, you could still get him at a little plus money at FanDuel. I got to tell you, man, every MMA analyst that I respect is on the opposite side. I'm on
really?
The island. Everybody is on Al Iaquinta, and I just don't get it, man. I just don't understand. I gotta back Cowboy here. He's got the most UFC wins in the history of the promotion. This is his 31st fight in the UFC. Everybody Damn. Leaves the guy for dead year after year. His last two wins, to me, has been more impressive than anything Al Iaquinta has done in 3 years. Cowboy comes off the Mike Perry fight. He beats Perry. Then he goes up against Alex Hernandez, who is a legitimate blue-check prospect. Hernandez goes into the fight undefeated. Cowboy destroys him for 3 rounds. So Cowboy's going down the lightweight. You know, he's been at welterweight for a little bit now. But he's never had a problem with the weight cut. I don't think it's going to be a problem today. And Al Iaquinta, okay, what's he done the last 3 years? He beats Diego Sanchez, who is like 150 in fight years, right? Then
right.
He beats Kevin Lee twice. I'm not really that high on Kevin Lee. So, okay, he beats Kevin Lee twice. And, you know, I'm sky high right now on Jorge Masvidal. He did beat Jorge Masvidal in a split decision. I went back. I watched the fight twice on Wednesday night. He lost the fight. I don't know what the judges were thinking. If Ooh. I'm judging that fight, I'm giving it to Masvidal.
So you're not giving him a lot. You ain't going to give him any credit for that. And I can tell you that neither of the markets, like you said, I mean, he opened up -145. Cerrone was +115. Cerrone's getting closer to even money. And, you know,
I quit
going the other way.
Yeah.
So Cerrone is definitely a guy you want to bet sooner rather than later. But you really like Brunson or Theodoro on this
like
other
Brunson,
fight,
I
this
think.
Middleweight?
I like Brunson, Derek Brunson, yeah.
Okay, because that's flipped, too. He was started at, it seems to be a lot of money coming in against him as of late now. So he seems to be a little bit closer to even money right now. So it looks like there's some people disagreeing. You really are doing a little contrarian this weekend with these
two. He's out on the ledge.
I am. And honestly, like, Al Iaquinta's claim to fame is he went 5 rounds with Khabib on 3 days' notice. Okay, but he got pummeled for 5 rounds. I'm not down with participation trophies. I, you know what I mean? Like, you don't get
that
you
doesn't
don't
catch
get points
a moral
for,
victory
right,
doesn't catch
for surviving. Exactly.
He is the Sports Keg CEO, guys. Make sure you check out on YouTube. Just search the Sports Keg live. Kegcast going on tomorrow for UFC, guys. Live in-game wagering. Nobody does it better than him. They're up, you know, hundreds of units. It's stupid, really. It's easy money for you guys. Make sure that you're following him. I'm wondering, did you, I know you followed the MMA. Did you look at all this Cinco de Mayo fight going on here that, you know, here we go again. We got a boxing match going on this weekend. What do you think, Hello? What do you think?
Bob, honestly, Joe, I don't even know why boxing is a sport. They hit each other with pillows. I mean, like, I hate boxing. I'm not down with it. Those 16-ounce gloves are a joke. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If you're going to hit somebody. Don't hit them with a pillow.
I'm just not a boxing honesty man.
You got to love your honesty, brother. I really do appreciate that, man.
Of course. You know me. I'm only going to give you something if I love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Jay, let me ask you one more thing, because I am going to be on Canelo Alvarez, okay? You know, Cinco de Mayo. I'm going to have a Corona in hand. My problem with it, though, is I got Canelo. I'm seeing him at like -450, right? So here's what I need from you, Jay. I know you said this whole UFC card is pretty much a pass, except for the top of the marquee. Is there anybody else in any of these undercards that maybe, you know, in the -2 bills range that's a little bit more of a lock? Because I'm looking to parlay something with Canelo to get that price a little bit further down. Is there anything you see as a little safer on the undercard on the UFC on Saturday?
No, Dane, not this card. No.
No.
This card's garbage. And to be honest with you, I'm only seeing three fights. that are even favorites of more than $2, and I don't like any of them. I don't like any of them. If anything, I would consider, even though you would have to wait a little bit, maybe with they have odds for MMA fights that are coming up, like next month. Like, you know what I mean? If anything, you could do that. But I'm telling you, Dane, parlay him with Cerrone. He's not losing.
He's not going down.
I don't see
There you go.
I don't see it.
Rocking Cowboy hard, huh? Okay. So
well,
you think
you get him at even money, Dane. Yeah, even if you get him at even money.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to have an even money plus four. So minus 450 and plus even money on a, you know, you should be able to get a halfway decent return.
Plus whatever. And I got Canelo at like minus four bills. And I put them together. You think I put him with Cowboy. You love Cowboy, though, huh?
I do. Who's he fighting?
Ally Aquino or whatever it is, right?
Oh, no. He's talking about Canelo.
Who's Canelo fighting?
Who's Canelo fighting?
Daniel Jacobs, who is a legit fighter. But let me tell you something. Those Mexicans come out to Vegas on Cinco de Mayo, and I think Canelo's one of the best goers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I know. I do know Canelo. He's an absolute beast. If you parlay a minus 450 with Cerrone, you're looking at somewhere around plus 150 is what you're looking at, is what that parlay is going to pay. So that's not bad.
Minus 50, you know what I'm saying, Jay?
I can't stomach it.
Yeah.
You can get one and a half return on that. It's not a, especially playing such a big favorite at minus four there, four bills. Not a bad way to go, man. See, that's why we bring him on. Jay, the Sports Keg CEO, the guy's an absolute beast. Make sure you guys are tailing him there at the Sports Keg CEO on Twitter. Join his KegCast on YouTube. All right, brother, I already made the bet as you were talking. I'm on Cerrone, man. I'm all over Brunson. And I'm going to, you know, listen, I'm going to tail both of you, you turds here. I'm going Canelo. I'm putting all three together. I'm parlaying them here, Dane. I'm taking Canelo. I'm taking his two, his dogs. I love the fact that Jay's on an island. Everybody else says go left and Jay goes right, which is what I love about him.
Right,
so
we made
we're
a lot
riding
of money
brother.
Being on an island, brother. So, all right. I love you guys, man.
Jay, those first five lines in Major League Baseball are out there on FanDuel these days too now, brother.
Yeah, not
they
the
are,
truth.
But not the team totals, though.
I know,
not that,
I know.
That's the problem.
You got to keep hustling them, bro, every single day.
I know.
Go
I
get
love
him, Jay, the Sports Keg CEO. Brother, we love you. Good luck this weekend, man. Thanks for waking up with us this morning.
All right, guys. Good luck.
You got it. Jay, the Sports Keg CEO. Love that. And he's right, man. There's no money in going left with everybody. You know, those minus signs there kind of scare you a little bit. So it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure talking to Jay. I mean, he's made us how much money now, MMA, all year long. I'm riding his ass now, too. I'm riding it.
Come on, you better be on road. You said you got
to. That's how you make it rain, people. All right, coming up, our Make It Rain plays of the day. Give you our NBA selections and final Kentucky Derby picks next.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com. with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
All right, time to swing for the fences. Playing daily fantasy baseball with who? DailyRoto.com, that's who. You can become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament. Or you can become one of the countless number of people who have won thousands, tens of thousands of dollars using those same lineup optimizers. So if you're playing MLB DFS, but you're not using DailyRoto.com, yeah, stop that, will you? Enter promo code FNTSY, get a 10% discount today. You'll get lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, of course, fantasy projections, and the use of those Daily Roto lineup optimizers that have produced millions in DFS winning. So it's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package, dailyroto.com, promo code FNTSY. Go get your 10% discount today. And what a weekend it is going to be. Major League Baseball action today. Cards, Cubs there. National League Central action, 2 o'clock start there today. A little bit early. We've got some Kentucky Derby going on tomorrow. Going to be a lot of fun. We just had Jay, the Sports Gag CEO, on, giving us a couple of bombs there in UFC. And then there is Nuggets Blazers Game 3 tonight. We talked to you a little bit here about Boston and Milwaukee. A couple of situational spots for Boston fans and Celtic backers where, you know, coming back home now, Game 3 with a split. Home crowd, a lot of juice, a lot of fun. They're laying, I think it's been bet up to -2 right now. Good spot coming off a bounce back because they got mauled there in the second game. So a couple of classic situational spots for Boston backers. Now, when you look at Denver getting beat on there. All right, a couple of horses' names to keep in mind here. Definitely game winner, I think, in all likelihood, will probably be there. Number one, number two. Yeah, I think Mike Smith kind of did that for me yesterday when he said that's who they were prepping to beat at Omaha Beach. So that's all I needed to know. If Mike Smith says that was the guy we were looking at, then that's the guy I'm looking at. Also, there's a couple of other big number, horses here that I'm going to be playing in some of the exotics. One of them is Spinoff. Another one is By My Standards, which is a big number, and Country House. Those are going to be three big number horses that you can use in any sort of combination, I think, for some big ticket exotics, those types, triples and superfectas. But other than that, I mean, the horses, even Dane just mentioned game winner, Tacitus, Improbable, Roadster, all of these horses, they're going to be there at the end. The question is, I think pace is going to dictate. I don't have a lot of confidence in Maximum Security because of the fact of how slow he ran on such a beautiful day and nobody pushed him. I don't know how he's going to react around that second turn if he's being pushed. There's too many things I don't know. He didn't show me there at the Florida Derby, which is why I'm a little hesitant. I've seen what some of these other horses can do, certainly in the slop. And I do think from a class perspective, the question really is, if you want to cash big tickets, which one of the long shots is going to be there. I actually have a future on Spinoff. So I'm going to go ahead and ride him as well from coming from, I think, his trips at this point. He was 18-1. He was 30-1. Now he's hovering somewhere around in the middle there. He's going to be a horse that I'm going to use along with Game Winner and Roadster and Improbable in some of my exotics. So you got a whole lot of combinations to look at here on Derby Day. Who's the ultimate winner? Who finishes number one? Who are you going with?
Roadster. I think Roadster. He's in the class. I think he's rounding into form in the right way on the exact same race schedule that Baffert had Justify on last year. I think Roadster is the best Baffert horse, and that's my one pick.
It's going to be a hell of a Derby. A little wet, though. Any which way you cut it, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a hell of a weekend, too. We've got you covered. Morning After, Gabe Morenci. Good luck. Thanks, Jay, to Sportscake CEO. We'll be back on Monday. Let's make it rain, people.
You single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm going to make it rain.
All right, joining us here on the phone, our fearless leader here, Mike Cardano, who is he's going to help us make it rain, I'm sure.
There, some
Mike.
Action.
What's going on?
We want some action on the Derby.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Very good. Right, what's going Mikey on?
So I nearly crashed my car here. So I'm driving, and you're trying to give me advice on who I should bet, and you're telling me I should pick a speed horse. Isn't that the point of the race, to be the fastest one?
Yeah, but yes. Cardano, there's different styles, okay? You got to blow their load early and guys who like to hold on a little bit late. Of course, that's like me saying, Mike, the point of the game is to score more points than the other team. We know that, but there's styles of how to do it.
The point of the question was, because of the rain factor and the sloppy track, does it benefit closers, does it benefit stalkers, or does it benefit the speed horses? And the answer to that question speed horses benefit on a sloppy track.
So what's the average time run for a Derby winner over the last 10 years or so?
Because I got a prop bet that's up there, right, that I can bet on.
202, 203, somewhere in that ballpark there.
And here you go, Cardano. That is, in fact, the prop bet, because that's the way to look at it. It's 203 is where the over-under is for the race right now.
So let me ask you a question. If you got to run two damn thing, the difference if you run the first half of it fast and the second half of it slow, the whole thing even, or the last half, as long as you're running at 202, you win.
Yes, except for the fact that, in a perfect world, if everything was linear, that is correct. But there are going to be some horses in there. There are going to be some of the speed horses that there's no guarantee they're going to go out. Maximum, listen, you've got the Maximum Security Florida Derby winner, okay? He was here in a Florida Derby, gorgeous day, 70 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, ran one of the slowest Florida Derby times in the history known to mankind. And you know what happened there? A speed horse went out to the front, ran slow, but nobody caught him. And the reason nobody caught him is because all those closers, they ran out of time to catch him. And that's exactly what could happen here in the Derby, especially in the slop, is that if the pace is blistering from one of these horses, then nobody's going to catch the speed horses. However, if these speed horses like Maximum Security, if their quarter miles are slow as ass, then you can guarantee that somebody from the middle of that pack to the back in all likelihood is going to win this race.
Joe, isn't it about also like these guys, as they come around the last turn, how much they have left in the tank? And if the speed horse goes out, then those closers and stalkers have to spend more energy than they would like to keep up at the beginning and may not have a left juice at the end to make their big run. Isn't it about them kind of like saving their energy for when they hit the turbo button?
Well, that was the problem with Maximum Security. Nobody pushed the pace with him. So he was able just to hang out in front, and he had plenty left in the tank. Didn't make a damn bit of, you weren't catching him because nobody pushed the pace. That's probably not going to happen here on Saturday. You are going to have a lot of horses coming out, pushing the pace, pushing Maximum Security, and probably wearing him out way more than he was here at the Florida Derby, which is what scares me about him, Maximum Security, is that the pace is going to be a whole, I don't know if what he can do when he is pushed. I don't know if he'll have enough in two turns. Right. He's only raced it once here in the Florida Derby, and he didn't blow anybody away from a timing standpoint. So if nobody pushes Maximum Security at the front, he could very well be your winner. Nobody's catching him, especially in the slop. However, if those times are slow, if those fractions are slow, then somebody from that middle of the road, the code of honors of the world, the improbables of the world, they're going to catch those speed horses. Absolutely.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.